This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I've always known this is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. All you had to do is look at other countries. I think now it's in almost 120 countries all over the world. No, I've always viewed it as very serious. There was no difference yesterday from days before.
They tested the home's entire population, including all residents and all employees. And tests so far have revealed 22 positive confirmed cases, 18 residents and 4 staff members. All of the individuals who have tested positive are now isolated at the facility or at a hospital, and visitors have been restricted. My team and I have been on the phone day and night communicating with the medical testing supply chain, but the federal government is monopolizing supplies and not providing them to the states.
That's Governor Pritzker from Illinois, not happy with what's happening at the federal government, talking about the sadness that he feels for the people in Illinois. And then, of course, the president as well, talking about the fact that he said he always knew it would be a pandemic. Hey, everybody. How's your world and how big is your world? Are you doing this self-quarantine deal in your house, your apartment, wherever it is that you make your life space? Because I'm seeing that a lot of people are doing that. They're getting out to walk the dogs and do some exercise, that kind of thing. They're still hoarding all the toilet paper. There's no question about that. And then there were people that went out to vote, do the primary thing, and we've got some results from that, including in Illinois, where you had, Biden as the winner there. Pretty much he's cleaning up and walking away with all Florida, Illinois, and Arizona and Ohio because of the health crisis. The coronavirus decided that, no, we are not going to do that voting thing. Governor DeWine didn't like that idea whatsoever. So, of course, we're getting you up to date on everything to the minute that we know about the coronavirus or COVID-19, and what are the possible scenarios and what are the reactions from people, the politicians, and what's the latest, and again, up to date, which is what I love. If you are listening to me on one of your radio stations, one of our great affiliates out there, you are listening to me live or pretty close to it anyway, so you're getting the latest news because we know these change hourly. What happened even yesterday is different from today. So the virus has infected 195,000 people, killed more than 7,800. We're talking about worldwide. In the United States, the death toll surpassed 100. How sad. The virus now in all 50 states. West Virginia was the holdout state, but no longer. The president is saying, get money to the people. So the conversation is this, is getting probably $1,000 to most people, unless you're a millionaire or better. So recession, depression, or whatever we end up with, and I would love to see us ditch the R or the D word, but I can't look into any kind of a crystal ball other than the conversations I'm having, the research I'm doing, and every day I'm deep in the thick of this, like I'm in a swamp. So I'll tell you that. I'm doing everything I can to get you the best information. And the information, frankly, is a big question mark because it changes so rapidly. So in a massive push, the president asked Congress to speed emergency checks to you and I. He is asking that, we talk about this $1 trillion economic package, that's what it could end up being, which would be an incredible initiative, a rescue initiative that we haven't seen since the Great Recession. The president wants to send checks to the public within 2 weeks and is pushing Congress to pass the stimulus package in a matter of days. But, you know, part of the whole thing is we're surely entering the R word, the recession. So they're looking at what does this mean? What does the undertaking mean? What is it going to look like when we come out on the other side? Because that's, you know, part of it. You think of the bailouts, 2008, $700 billion for the bank bailout, or, you know, $800 billion, 2009 Recovery Act. We could go on and on. $50 billion for the airline industry, and this one, $250 billion for small businesses. People are scrambling for a net, and so many small businesses and others aren't really sure what the business is going to look like, or even if they're going to have a business. Imagine the restaurants, some of them that you go to. It could be your favorite watering hole. It could be a hole in the wall. It could be night out is. But people are not dining out because we're not allowed to dine out. And in some cases, you can go and pick the food up, do the takeout thing. But let's be honest about that. You're not going to Zabor's and getting takeout for the most part. You can, but that's not happening unless there are so many people that are just trying to support local business, and we know that's happening, but they're economically taking a hit. So there you go. So cash for the people, that's the big mantra, $1,000 perhaps by the end of April. On the money side, let me tell you a couple of other quick things. You have 90 more days to pay your taxes. If you have not heard that any other place, and you might have, you have 90 days to push your taxes. So if you're doing that pencil thing and you're trying to figure it out and you're sweating it out, crunching the numbers, or you've got an accountant that does it, remember this, you've got to file the taxes, but you'll be able to defer payments for an individual up to $1 million. Corporations can defer $10 million. You don't get any interest or penalties because that's where you get socked and chopped off at the knees when you file on the 15th. So you would, that clock would start and you would get that 90 days, and that could help a lot of people. And of course, you can still request a 6-month extension to file returns just like you could in any other year. For people that are getting a return, of course, file as soon as you can and get the money, whatever money you can get, because it's there for you to take. And that's one of the things the Treasury Secretary is saying, Steve Mnuchin. We want to send you checks in the next couple of days, and here is this 90 days if you owe money that we are putting in place, but you still have to do those taxes, but at least you wouldn't have to be stuck with all the things that go along with writing some late checks. All right, coming up on this show, we're going to hit the mailbag. Of course, many thoughts from many of you. By the way, you're not shut out of this conversation. How has your life changed since the coronavirus? You can flip me a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Governor Cuomo going nuts in New York, and that to me is really going to be the hot zone. So he's trying to prepare the people in New York for what's about to hit that area. On the flip side, we're heading east.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter area. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
But it's not appropriate in this era of social distancing because it's not right if you get it too tight. And you know what I mean? We have spring break that's going on. And in Florida, Governor Santis is freaking out. And why is that? Because you have people in Florida, you have people from all over the place who, younger people, who are there, and DeSantis is saying, Ron DeSantis, who's the governor there, he's saying, whoa, 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 it's not just about beach towels being too close. This is not social distancing. And it's interesting because it begs the question, and some people are pointing fingers, hey, remember, social responsibility, it's the people who have weakened immune systems that might not even know it. They don't necessarily have to be older, where you get the virus and you can easily push that virus on to them, and that's the reason why San Francisco is sheltering in place. In New York, it's interesting because it's very similar, and that's why it's such a hot zone to me, and that's why Cuomo is freaking out. He wants tents set up, everything, because he knows it could be like a mini Italy. Here's what he had to say about the coronavirus and response to the rules and just how people ignore the geography.
I don't even think you can do a statewide policy, right? And I'm working on coordinated policies with the surrounding states. So I worked with New Jersey, Connecticut. We're now working with Pennsylvania. Otherwise, it doesn't work. For example, we just closed the bars in New York. If I just closed the bars and restaurants in New York, everybody would get in a car and drive to New Jersey, right? And then they'd come back home, drive back to New York after being in a bar, which isn't the best idea. My job is to make sure that the state has a coordinated plan and it works everywhere. I don't think shelter in place really works for one locality. I'm a New York City boy, born and raised, if you can't tell. And we're very good at getting around the rules. You know, you say shelter in place if you stay in New York City. I'll go stay with my sister in Westchester, right? I'll go stay with a buddy in the neighboring suburb of Nassau.
So, see, he knows. He said it. If we cut in the lines, we cut the rules, and I understand what this is about. So you got the bar and restaurant owners in New York. He said, boom, we're shutting them down. They could be arrested if they break Mayor Bill de Blasio's lockdown rules and open their doors, because they're trying to push these drastic measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. And if you don't think it can get you, and you want to get this party started, here's the problem. Look at the NBA. There was massive criticism when the NBA shut down, saying, wow, so you have a player, you had one player initially, that Rudy Gobert, who tested positive for COVID-19. And then another teammate got it. And now so many people, it's really spreading in the NBA. Superstar Kevin Durant is one of the four Brooklyn Nets who tested positive for the coronavirus. So this is spreading, right, in their own mini culture, shaking hands, being around fans. Who knows how far that has gone? Very scary. And you know what they're saying? He didn't show symptoms. So like everybody else is saying, he had no idea. The Brooklyn Nets are trying to notify anyone who had any contact with the players, including all the opponents, and they're working with others. But who knows how many people that could be. So Eric, the technical maestro for this show, is just on the odometer. I'm sure he wouldn't mind me saying where he still would. He would absolutely be considered a millennial and just turned the clock over into his 30s, basically. And that's still the age where you might be out hanging out at bars. You have your posse, your people, you're going out to watch games. Of course, we have no games to watch. Or you're going to listen to bands, or you're in a band, all that stuff in those tight quarters. So I thought I'd ask him, because I'm polling everybody, and many of you have sent me your thoughts on that, too. And you can send me them, too, in the mailbag, katedelaneyradio.com. In the comment section, just click on that, and I'll get it. But, Eric, in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, what are you seeing among your friends? Are they just getting antsy? Are they getting together anyway? Are they ignoring it? Are they doing what Cuomo says? We know how to cut. We can just go to another place if it's supposed to be shut down.
No one I know is afraid of it at all, really.
They're not afraid of the coronavirus.
No. I can't think of any one person that I know personally that's afraid of it.
So if somebody had a party and there was going to be maybe 35 or 40 of you, everybody would go.
I don't know about that. Like I told you off air, we've been, my group of friends and I have been trying to party less.
So because you're trying to party less, that probably helps you in this scenario of we're in this crazy time.
I think 4 years ago when I was 26 or whatever, I don't think it would stop me. I think it would make it more interesting and fun.
So that you understand them when you've got the spring breakers, they're still going. You have New Orleans where you've got cops that are going down the middle of the street saying get off the streets, but people are still partying.
Yeah, it'd make it really interesting and epic.
If you survive the coronavirus.
If I survive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that's an honest answer, but lucky for us, you do such a good job on the show that your meter went to another direction, and so did your friends. But there are others probably in Minnesota who don't feel the same way, or Minneapolis specifically.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, I think my point is, like, there's got to be a ton of young people who feel that way, you know.
Right. that feel like it's okay, and that's part of this thing. Thanks, Eric.
That they're invincible.
Yeah, yeah, that they're invincible. Because you remember that, right? I certainly remember when I was in my 20s, and boom, I was out of college, and I was just right into it, right into the career. Going to Philly, I got a job in Philadelphia, and then I was moving all over the place. And that's what happens. You're going on all cylinders. You feel great, you look great, or you think you look great, and that's it. You're invincible. And unfortunately, this is that kind of disease where we have to rely on our fellow man. So we've got 100 people who are dead, and we've got the virus, I said this at the top, in all 50 states. And more schools have shut down, and we look what's happened in Italy, and yes, the population is older, that's one of the thoughts. But you've got more than 2,500 people who have died of the coronavirus. And social distancing is one of the only things that we can do right now to fight this virus that could prevent us from facing a situation maybe as dire as Italy. You know, like I said, everybody's closing schools. Kansas was the first state to close K through 12 schools for the rest of the year because they want to combat this and they think that it's going to upend lives, but they could save lives by doing that too. So stepping up is what it's all about. Stepping out and stepping up to help your fellow man so we can get through this quicker, because nobody's liking this, right? You're not liking this, and it's the big question mark. Talk about doubt and having no idea where anything's going. Nobody can 100% say for sure. You know, from the White House every day, we're getting updated. I'm getting updated by people, and it's not a lot of reassurance because there's just so many question marks. So many question marks. The great thing is you do see people coming together, like even Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred announced that all 30 Major League teams have committed $1 million each to help assist thousands of ballpark employees because they're affected by the delay in the start of the baseball season. That's a big commitment. That's a great commitment. So all the people who work the concessions that need that money, that have families, that are there at those games to be able to support their families with the extra job, with the gig, or maybe it may be the main job that they have. You've got ushers and vendors. They're paid per hour per game, and they can't work until the start of the season, so that's great. And you have a lot of other people that are donating money and doing things as well that I think is terrific, because when we stand together and help any way we can, whether it's lending or giving some toilet rolls to your neighbor who desperately needs them. My friend Annie did that, met somebody in a parking lot, had little boys, didn't have any toilet paper, ridiculous, in Los Angeles, handed it over. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap, even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The coronavirus is still taking a heavy toll on the economy, with businesses closing and the travel industry coming to a standstill. The Trump administration announced it's working with Congress on a $1 trillion emergency economic stimulus package. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says for some industries, like the airlines,
this is worse than 9/11.
So he says he's going to ask Congress to approve cutting checks from the Treasury, a measure last used during the Great Recession.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney from Utah has proposed a one-time $1,000 payment. The stimulus package sparked a rally on Wall Street. The Dow gained over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
But I think it's far off in my future and probably yours, too. Although, here's what the Prez had to say about the virus and fast food.
Earlier this morning, I spoke with executives from America's fast food industry, Wendy's, McDonald's, all of the big ones, Burger King, and they were great. We're talking about the pickups in light of yesterday's guidance you heard to avoid eating or drinking at bars, restaurants, or public food courts. We discussed the important role that the drive-through pickup and delivery service can play in the weeks ahead.
All right, so fast food. I mean, I got to ask this, President Trump. How safe is that? I get, you know, he likes his Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I like my Wendy's single, but I gotta say, if I'm driving through the drive-thru, leaning my hand out, even if I'm good about it, you know, here I am washing my hands with a hand sanitizer, I don't know. Is that really safe for not transferring the virus? I mean, how do they handle this crisis? And that was his point that he talked to them. So, Arab Bread. They're looking into like limited service, but again, using drive-through delivery, rapid pickup. So what does that mean? We time someone. You have 30 seconds. Get out of your car, grab the bag, and get back in. McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, person-to-person contact by closing the dining rooms. We get that. But the drive-through's open, and it's that whole grab-and-go thing. So you gotta, there's gotta be somewhere, something that you're touching. Who's touching the bags and putting the stuff in it? I don't know. Am I overthinking this thing? Ever since Kevin Durant and all these other people have come down with the virus, I think social distancing is really a big deal because we have the majority of people walking around with the virus undetected. You just heard Eric say that he's being honest, that he thinks that people in their 20s don't give a crap, that you're young, you're invincible. He just was there, and this is what we do, and we'll get the T-shirt saying, we survived the coronavirus. Someone today sent me pictures of these really cute young girls who were in bathrooms licking the toilet, saying, I won't get the coronavirus, will you? And then pumping it out on social media. So we know there's going to be smart alecks and idiots and people that just don't care. But your life could depend on what the rest of the herd does. In fact, I would say it does, based on everything that we've learned about this virus. I mean, even the press has said, Tony, what's he, you know, he relies on Dr. Tony to give him the scoop on, okay, what are we seeing? And that was one of the things that he emphasized over and over again. Hey, you can send me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com. We're going to go to the mailbag in our next segment, or jump on the phone lines, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And, you know, this is tough. It's awkward for some of us. I can tell you, for me, I'm like a hugger person. I'm friendly. I talk to people. And it is very strange, the whole social distancing thing for me, but so necessary. They just did this study that showed that 2.2 million Americans and over half a million Brits could die from the coronavirus if extreme measures aren't taken to change the course of the outbreak. They're talking about, and this to me is tough to wrap my head around this, but you and I have been together now for 15 years. On this network, I want to say it's been like a decade, but 18 months to stem the tide is part of what they're saying. So think about this. We want to cut that. We want to flatten that curve. I'm going to flatten that curve, right? And how do we do that? Social distancing of the entire population, home isolation, household quarantines of family members, school closures. We're already seeing some of these things. Now they're working on the vaccine, but it could take 18 months. I mean, the vaccine is the thing we need. We want. Please give us the vaccine. But there's certain protocols. There's only so much you can do. And to test it, to make sure the whole thing, it takes that long. Even if you dial it back, and they're trying to dial it back and make it a faster process, but it still is not going to be that fast. So people that are just doing what they normally do, how much are you risking it for the rest of us? You know, and they're seeing it. They're seeing what the problem is. They're looking at populations and societies that weren't looking at this in the beginning and then what happened afterwards. That's why they're saying in New York, the bar owners and restaurant owners, we get it that you want to be open, but you're going to be jailed if you break the lockdown. How frightening is that? Like, we couldn't even write this for one of Dick Wolf's properties, one of the Law and Order episodes. You're kidding me. And you know they want to open. One, because they want to be able to feed their people. And two, this is their normal. We have routines. We have routines. But those positive tests that are coming back from all kinds of people that barely have contact with someone, I think is really an indicator of what's to come, right? And what do we do to stem the tide? What do we do to... Happy St. Patrick's Day, right? We just went through the luck of the Irish again. So if you want some of that luck, you got to be able to chip in. Today was a great example for me. I FaceTimed with people. I called my aunt who lives in Florida, and she's in a community of older people, and I asked her what were they doing and what's happening there, and we had a conversation about what's happening in Florida, and all the shelves are bare, and everyone's fighting over toilet paper. I mean, there's nowhere where nobody's fighting, not fighting over toilet paper, it seems, because I think of the fear of how long are we going to be isolated? How long is that going to be, right? I mean, even, listen, do you want a funeral live streamed? Because in Italy, there's so many funerals, and in some other places, but especially in Italy, they're like, yeah, we're going to live stream the funeral. And if it gets bad in the United States, you know what they're telling us? You got to bury someone and you're in shock. Your Nana died in the fabulous living facility that she was in because the coronavirus swept through. And you're going to watch it on live stream, and that, because they can only have a small amount of people and you just missed the cut. That's what they're talking about. The CDC is recommending no more than 50 people. The president is saying no larger than 10. So who is vulnerable? And then 70 or older, 60 or older. Look at the symptoms. It's very much like the flu, right? Then you get that dry cough. Yikes. You know, in Ireland, where it's touchy-feely in many cases, mourners there have been ordered not to kiss the bodies of their deceased loved ones. The Irish Association of Funeral Directors went a step further and suggested all services should be postponed. That's Ireland. No, for goodness sake, lass, we feel you, but we can't bury them. Oh, but this is what we're living with. I mean, this is serious. It does make us feel powerless. I feel you. I feel it. We're kind of numb. And I think people are in denial and we want relief from this. And the best way to get relief is to ramp up what you're doing with social distancing and some of the other things that we've been warned about. I mean, look, the president is saying it. So you have, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, whatever. At this point, even though everything was bungled with the tests, we know that this is what has to happen because we have 100 people dead. And that number is going to get bigger. It's going to get bigger. So the good news is there's the push for economic relief, including the direct payments. If you owe, I'm going to repeat this again, if you owe money, do your taxes, but you have 90 days, you won't get slapped with a bunch of fees. So that's all, equally as good to try to help. And in the meantime, we're in the middle of an election cycle. And you know it's got to be Joe Biden on the Democratic side. He swept all three Tuesday primaries. Ohio was out. They're rescheduling that. But, boy, that stubborn Bernie, he just will not withdraw. He's getting massive pressure to withdraw from the race, to step aside. But he's not doing it so far. So even though Biden takes Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Bernie hasn't given up. He needs 6 in 10 remaining delegates to win. That's the only way that he would have a chance to win. And while the coronavirus is swirling around us and nothing but question marks are there and we're trying to grapple with this, oh, by the way, there is an election coming up in November. Hard to believe, right? Some people feel like it's the end of the world and feels like there's a reason for what's happening. I don't know if I believe that, but I have to say it is really wild to see some of the crowded places just completely empty and then go to the grocery store and see nothing on the shelves. Mailbag next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, so we got tons of mail. We're going to head to the mailbag in just a second. I am starting to open up the phone lines a lot more to get everybody ready and primed for that. This is such an audience that emails. But remember, if you're listening to me live, you can certainly partake in the lively conversation. I know you all have thoughts on the coronavirus. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. That's the number to dial. So I got this one from Mac Attack, who says, yo, Delaney, how's your family weathering this coronavirus? I realize that you always give us the numbers, and I've been listening to you and feel almost like we're kin. So I'm concerned. What has it been like for you? Because I know you had to say goodbye to Mahalo. Yeah. So for people who don't know, they're like, what is Mahalo? Mahalo was my golden retriever, and we sadly did have to say goodbye to him last week. And what a timing for that, huh? Where you might be in more, and a lovable retriever would be the best thing possible to hug him, whatever. So yes, we lost the dog, and they're like family members. But my family lives all over the country, so we have a family thread text, which is so easy, right? And we're always texting things during the day. The kids, who what happened, they're out of school. I have a niece and a nephew that they both probably won't go back to school, and they're in their senior years. They both already worked hard, because both of these two had to work hard. They were gifted in other areas than massively academic, but I'm proud of both of them. They both got into to some colleges, one in New Jersey, one in Florida. But the thing they have in common, Owen and Olivia, is that they don't get to, you know, like your senior year, no matter if you're going off to school or not, you get to the tail end and it's fun. You're hanging out. Even people, you, oh, look, I never talked to him before. Like, everybody's happy or something. I don't know. There's like this, you know, it's a coming of age thing. So they miss out on that. Their last days, I'm sure, were March 12th. And that is sad. And think about that. It, for anyone who's a senior in high school, they were 9/11 babies. So they come into the world when we are smashed by terrorism and our lives change that way. And now we have this virus on the other end. But my family, knock on the top of the studio desk, is doing really well. So thanks for that question. That was really nice. This one is from Jack, who emails us all the time. He's emailed me almost right from the beginning of the show, and he threatens to call, and he's called a few times. Kate, Kevin Durant and all these other Nets testing positive. How many people do you think they've infected? Ah, could be countless. That's, again, why this is so scary. Because this was a basketball player who signed autographs, touched a lot of people's hands, was in different locker rooms, etc., and who knows who he had contact with. I mean, he was at a game at the Staples Center just on March 10th in Los Angeles. So there are the other teams, people around, people for pictures and selfies, and Durant's pretty good about that. And there was, by the way, three other Nets. So smart of the NBA to cut it off. Very, very smart. Because, I mean, what can they do? So what do the Nets do? They release a press release and they say four Brooklyn Nets players have tested positive for COVID-19. Of the four, one is exhibiting symptoms while three not. All four players are isolated and under the care of a team physician. And they're notifying players, opponents, they're looking at state and local health authorities, you know, to report it. They're communicating. But, boy, that is, I think, super frightening. So, yeah, thanks for bringing that up. All right, move on to the next one. This is from Mark. And Mark says, Kate, what do you think will happen economically? I mean, how many jobs other than the most obvious ones could be put at risk? Well, I saw a scary stat that about 80 million jobs are at high or moderate risk, they say, right now, and that can change. So maybe they're lost, maybe they're furloughed. It depends. Layoffs, furloughs, fewer hours, wage cuts, all that kind of stuff could be, you know, part of it. And it goes to how long are we in the middle of this assault by the virus? If it's for real all the way through August with limited social contact, and so, you know, people not flying as much, so many people affected by that. Airlines, hotels, amusement parks, sporting events, food trucks, people at schools, cleaners. You know, think about this. The other day, it was probably yesterday, I picked up dry cleaning. My great uncles who were both in the war, when they came back, my family wasn't wealthy, they scraped their pennies together and they opened a dry cleaners. And that really set up my family. Like, everybody worked there. My mother, my aunt, as they were growing up and they were in school and everything. And I learned about the dry cleaning business. So I have a different way of looking at that. And when I was going to the dry cleaners the other day, I thought, oh, this is going to take a hit, this business, because if you're staying at home, who's going to the dry cleaners to get dresses and shirts and men's clothes or women's clothes dry cleaned? They're not going to do that. Then you think of hairstylists and, of course, restaurant workers. So it's going to be a big plunge for a lot of people. And that's why the president is saying, yeah, let's get money to people right now. I mean, even if it's $1,000, it's $1,000 you didn't have in the next couple of weeks. And most of the United States has to be in a virtual national hiring freeze. So people losing jobs, not finding new ones. It's so odd because we had such good economic numbers, especially with unemployment, and now it's gone completely going to go in the opposite direction because most firms would have job freezes. And this is the beginning of this. So small businesses really will get slammed by this. There is no question in my mind that we'll see that. We saw Vegas. They're closing down casinos. Think of casino workers, all kinds of casino workers that would be part of it. All right, here's another one. Let's go to Sam. And Sam asks this. He says, Kate, so now with, when we look at the virus and we look at this toll increasing, in your heart of hearts, do you believe we can flatten the curve? I hope so, because I've said it before. I'm not as acerbic as probably the wealthier talk show hosts that you've listened to during the day in primo time slots. I'm optimistic. It's easy to get jaded, and I certainly have been there at times in my life with things that I've seen and talked about on this show. But I am forever an optimist, and glass is half full, and that's why I really hope people do take that hand sanitizing, social distancing, because we're seeing that that works. So if I'm 22 and I say, ah, screw that, I don't care, I'm invincible. No, no, no. Think a different way. Think of who you're helping by doing that, and also your own life, because you don't want to be caught in this looping, and that's where we'll be caught. We'll be caught looping, doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again. So I have faith that people will step up, and I hope that we can flatten the curve, and I hope it's sooner rather than later. But, you know, it's not about the blame game. It's about just doing it. It's just about doing it and getting through this together. And together we're either going to fail or we're going to soar. And the more people that can do the social distancing, it's hard. It's hard for me. I get it. The better off we will all be. All of us will be so much better off for that. So Tom Brady was practicing social distancing, and I have to mention this at the end. I even got a couple of emails about it because there's not a lot of sports to talk about. They've all been shut down. But the six-time Super Bowl champion announced that his time in New England had come to an end. He did the distancing thing from the team. He tweeted it out, and apparently now it looks very much like he's going to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Sweet! If you're an AFC fan and your team hasn't been able to win because of Brady, you're super happy if we have an NFL season. So practice your social distancing, everybody. Thanks for listening. Mahalo.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.